Item number 27 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting notification of a projected revenue deficit in the amount of $248,000 as of July 1st, 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Chairman, Supervisors, as required by county ordinance, we wanted to report a potential revenue deficit. As it sat as of July 1st, we were looking at about $250,000. Similar to last year at this time, actually it occurred a little bit earlier last year than it has, but with the wet weather, it has affected our major revenue sources, and the cool weather has affected both aquatics and golf and related services like concessions. So with that being said, we very much we're very conservative with expenditures, as always, and do still project that we will come in on budget at the end of the year.
How much revenue does the parks derive from O'Donnell Park?
Approximately net $1.2 million a year.
If it were sold, where would that money come from? What would you do?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, that $1.2 million is offset by, I believe it's close to $600,000 or $700,000 of tax levy that's in debt service. So on a countywide basis, the revenue is actually only about $500,000. If it were to be sold, then I would imagine it would come from either tax levy or other sources.
Well, directly to the park, so it's a $1.2 million hit, right? That their department would have to find. They can't come to you and say, "Well, it's really only half that." To them, it's $1.2 million, right?
The debt service savings could be directed into parks to replace some of the lost revenue.
Was that the intention of the county executive? You guys are putting together the budget?
Not sure yet.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Mayo.
You know, it's a $1.2 million loss of the parks system. If you ask Mr. Fudge, every year, when you look at parking for O'Donnell Park, they put that in their budget. They don't say it's going to offset debt service or it's going to go this and that. So, and when you look at the debt service, that's the overall Milwaukee County debt service, not just the parks debt service. So there's a loss of revenue, and they do not know where they're going to get it from, because with that $5 million, we have a slush fund of $5 million, and all of a sudden it's going to be spread across the parks in 2015. When that budget come up next time, we're going to say we're at $1.2 million. Well, that's desert. No, wait. Parks Department going to have to raise fees from golf, swimming, to everything else, try to make up that $1.2 gross million-dollar deficit, I mean, offset. So Mr. Fudge can say all he wants about the debt service, it don't fly.
Well, I was just curious because there was an article in the paper where someone said $1.2 million. I thought that was correct, but I just wanted to get you on the record. I mean,
on a countywide basis, it's not correct.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
Again, here we go. Countywide basis. We talk about parks.
To the parks. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. This is just an informational item. Any other discussion? If not, thank you. Why don't we move to item 33? Some people have some time constraints.